Hi, my friends, have a good time. I want to talk about the deliberate effective practice. I chose this lesson from the VIP program. I hope you like it. Let's get started. You know, effective and deliberate, both of them are important for practice because you see many of people has practice every day, but you know their practice is not enough. Their practice is not efficient and they wasted a lot of time. Because deliberate and effective is more important factors that you must pay attention to it to in your practice. Efficient, it means you spend your time for practicing and it helps you to get better. And deliberate, it means you focus and concentration on your practice, on your individual needs. Okay, there are some points that you can create a deliberate effective practice. Point number one, it means independent practice. Yes, independent practice, it means you practice alone, you practice at home or somewhere near your home. It means solo practice. You know, because you see in group learning, there are some important problems that's very, very wasted time. Number one, you can see in group learning, you wasted your time just chatting or talking to another person about some stuff that you not to know, that you don't need to know it, and it's wasted your time. Another problem is you spend waiting on your turn, and you see a lot in your group practicing. I understand. And another problem is in a group learning, there are students with a different level, and because and it's not good because every single person has individual needs that teacher must pay attention to it, but in a group learning is not impossible, you know. And AJ, for this reason, talks to all of us that we must to have practice alone. You know, yes, it's very obviously in some skills it's necessary to have a peer group, to have a group learning to practice. Yes, it's obviously like a sport team, like another stuff, but any skills needs to have a practice alone, because there are some points, there are some important points that you need to practice them alone. Okay? And you imagine if you are practicing alone at home, you don't waste your time for chatting or talking to another person or spend waiting for your turn, and you just focus on your individual, your needs. You just practicing with a concentration, and it's very, very efficient for you. Okay? Another point, point number two, is fundamental or detailed practice. Yes, this is very important. We need to details or fundamental stuff, fundamental information for any skills. For example, in English, vocabulary is fundamental information, fundamental practice. Yes, because you need to know vocabulary to have conversation, to have a communicate with another person. And you must pay attention to it. You must pay attention to some important fundamental details, information, and you must practice it. But there is some points, important things that you pay that you must pay attention to. In this step, you must practice slow and precisely. Because if you have a little bit wrong at first, your result is worse. And you must pay attention to your mistakes. And you must practice slow with precisely. Because if you practice fast, you couldn't to focus to concentration you're practicing, and maybe you have some mistakes, and you maybe repeated your mistakes frequently, and after that, it's very very tough to change it, to correct them, because your mistakes is a habit, will be a habit in your mind. And yes, for this reason, it's very, very important you practice slow with precisely. Okay. Another factor, point number three, holistic practice. Holistic, it means big picture. Yes, it means you need two skills to putting everything in good way. You know, the previous steps, you learn detailed information and practice them. But it's not enough. For example, imagine you know a lot of vocabulary. But if you don't know how pronunciation them or to now use them, is not good, because you can't conversation another person. So in these steps, you need two skills that teach you to how putting together our information, your information in a good way to use it. And two factor are very, very important in this step. You know, case studies and role models are excellent ways to improve. You know, it means you need to a role model. You need to some stuff that teach you how use your detail or fundamental information. Imagine in English, you must to use a role models to teach you how pronunciation or how use sentence, and it's very very important. For example, and you must after that you must imitate him or them. Imagine in English, we have a role model like AJ. We can learn his pronunciation, some vocabulary, and we listen to it consciously or focusing on his pronunciation, and it teach us to have a good conversation. And the last factor is very, very important, is more hours. Yes. You must increase your time, your hours on practicing any skills. You know, if you spend 1 hour each day to practice some stuff, yes, you can improve just 1 hour. But you must increase your hours each day to continue your process of learning English, and it's very, very dependent on your time, not your days, not your years. You know, many of learners ask the teacher how many time to finish this pack, but it's not dependence on days. It's dependence on your time, on your hours. If you practice English more than 3 hours a day, yes, you can improve very fast. But if you can 1 hour each day spending on practice English, yes, it's a very, very It means you must devote your time more than before to reach your goals. Okay, that's it. I believe you like it. I believe you like it. I hope you like it. I hope you enjoy it. And see you later.